catch his sense of humor.
Shoelaces, huh? You're in trouble now.
Yeah, right.
Aren't you afraid sitting that close to me? What the hell? Oh, this is too long. You don't need it this long. I had a rosary, which I carried in my pocket. I've always carried a rosary. It was my communion. It's together, but in order to demonstrate it here, I took the rosary and I said, well, here, you put it around. This is hard trying to do this. Why don't you put your hand out? Okay, here. What I told him, I said, here, all you do is you wrap it around, you put one knot in it. And I said, then you put a second knot in it. Okay? I said, then you take a stick and stick it in here, and you just turn this. And I said, it causes an tourniquet. I said, that's the only knot I ever learned.
Precisely the kind of knot found on the ropes.
Why do you want to be executed?
I have to be. Because I will kill again. No, I would do it again. I've been molesting kids nonstop since I was 13 years old, over half my life. Anything happened, I can guarantee I'd do it again, and sooner or later I would kill another child. I've done it before, and at the time I liked it.
Rob is Robert Billy Picton, slumped in his chair, looking bored with the proceedings as the police officer tried to get him to talk hours after he was arrested.
That was a conscious act on my part, and that was essentially the reason.
To drown out that noise, for sure.
Well, they might like a little entertainment, too.
Nice, right?
Yeah, how did you do that here?
It was whole parties here, for one thing. They consciously knew I was trying to hide the evidence. Work that would make them shut up to stop hollering.
So I could rest. What kind of infliction of pain on these
people? I was trying to find something that would make them behave.
But it was painful to them.
I hope so. You know, that's what I was trying to achieve, you know, to make them behave. And I, you know, started burning it on the stove. Why would I have waited so long to start a torture? The torture and the pains didn't start until really after January 29th. I'm sitting there, you know, trying to figure out what the hell to do, you know. What the f*** to do, you know. I start chopping up the body.
Y ponía un número que era el 12. Pero los investigadores inicialmente pensaban que era que tomé y gasté 12 mil pesos. Pues según lo que han dicho los estudios que han hecho hasta ahora, sí, que tenía un patrón repetitivo, era una conducta repetitiva. Según pues los estudios que han hecho hasta ahora, que dicen que son muy buenos, que tengo un patrón de una persona que era ordenada, que era una persona que buscaba a los menores de tal edad, de tal cosa, ¿no? Bueno. Es una conducta que me salió, vuelvo y repito, don John, yo no soy científico, no puedo yo acusarme yo mismo, yo no puedo acusarme yo mismo. Yo acepto todo lo que han dicho, listo, seré eso, ya. Lo importante es que eso ya pertenece a un pasado.
Mucha gente pensará, ¿por qué yo le he entrevistado a usted?
Childhood. It could be hysterical blindness, whatever. We're not concerned. She was blind and could not see. Now, look at my face. Importantly, Christ loves you. What do you see? How many fingers?
Three.
She was. I asked her, why are you stealing? She said, she needed money. And I said, you have a bank account. I was paying her $4.25 an hour just to clean the apartment.
So she was thieving from you?
She was taken from me and my wife, Rose.
Does that warrant killing her?
Huh?
Does that warrant killing her?
Well, to me it did.
He would call them by name, Mary. The superintendent sent me. This was his standard method of gaining entry and to get
potential victims to relax, to let him get into the apartment.
Selma was to murder what Albert Einstein was to science.
She was asking him not to murder George. And he said, I lifted it slightly, brought the knife over, pushed it into her heart.
The Boston Strangler. Those very words have a special ring of horror, like shock, cancer, rape.
My name is Luca Magnata, and I'm 25. I open the back of my head, and they take a strip of flesh off. My name's Luca, and I'm a cosmetic surgery addict. But yeah, I would say, to be blatantly honest, I think that I am, because just the profession that I'm in, I need to step up my game, basically, and that's why I'm having all these procedures done.
Ted, it is about 2:30 in the afternoon. You are scheduled to be executed tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock if you don't receive another stay.
Something that I feel that I am in control of, or something that I've come to terms with, because I haven't. It's a moment by moment thing. Sometimes I feel very tranquil, and other times I don't feel tranquil at all. I would like to be able to convey to you what that experience is like, but I can't. I won't be able to talk about that.
Okay.
Hello, how are you? We're here. Oh, you got to sign this silly form first. Yeah, we got to chain everybody up. I want that camera as best as possible to avoid Gomez's little sick game having shackles on.
Okay.
Yeah, they say that every time too.
Okay, you need to. You put your own name here, and the media would be. What do you call yourselves? Mainline.
Here, Chris. You're Chris. Here, fill in this top. I'm not going to sit here chained up and try to print that crap.
Okay.
That's what I'm housed under. That's what Carol Bundy's housed under. She gets 12 interviews in a quarter without blinking an eye. She gets 6 hours. She gets outcounted. She gets to walk around out the main line. Anything to make her look good. She's the government rat lion. And here, Gomez says, oh yeah, it's going to be fair and equal. You get 1.5 hours once every 3 months. That's real fair. Damn serial killer wannabe Gomez is what he is.
Where's
your
TV?
Who? Mama.
Who's this?
It's Wayne.
Yes, this is Mama, baby.
Mama?
Yeah. will be.
Oh, God.
I'm with the police, Mama.
Henry led the police through several killing fields where he and Coral had disposed of their victims.
Cometido el hecho, ¿cómo enterraban a los cuerpos? Eso quedaba semisepultado.
¿Cómo es eso?
Así como cuando se muere un semimoviente animal, ¿no?
Le echaban paja.
Eso. Lo hacía a la intemperie más.
Quizás para cometer el hecho, si tal vez se seleccionaba a la persona o a la persona que asomaba.
Como usted lo acaba de decir, a la persona que asomaba más. Bueno, yo no sabía esto sobre el estupro, la morbosidad. Aprendí. Tengo remordimiento, arrepentimiento y conciencia. Lo que hice, pero no solo. Me enseñaron. Más, el que me enseña, pues, como no estaba de acuerdo del sacrificio, yo me veo obligado, por ir a intenso dolor, a hacerme justicia con mis propias manos.
The perpetrator of these horrendous acts is the most depraved individual I've ever come across. 26 years of police.
How great was the urge?
Urge for what?
To find young girls.
Hardly ever had an urge. It's not like a hungry dog that's got to feed every 3 hours or 2 hours. It's not like that.
Did you feel as pathetic as you looked?
Thank you. I didn't think about that.
What is it about you, Peter, that hates children and women so much?
I might address that in the journal.
It just got crazier and crazier for you and sicker and sicker. And you'd already committed murder. Where was it going to end? Like, what was the next level for you?
There was no next level.
She was paid to make certain responses. She was having difficulty following those directions. I cannot explain the actions of a intoxicated individual who's on PCP. She's saying, don't touch me. She's not screaming. She's not crying. She's not...
Just wondering how you're going to be, you know, at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared. I'm all right. I'm all right with it.
Got trouble in just because it was all in 1 year. 7 people in 1 year.
Oh well. Oh well.
But why not say now?
Because I'm out of retaliation for taking my life like this and getting rich off it all these years in total pathological lying. Yeah, thanks a lot. I lost my life because of it. Couldn't even get a fair trial. Couldn't even get a fair investigation or nothing. Couldn't even have my appeals right. You sabotaged my ass, society, and the cops, and the system. A raped woman got executed and was used for books and movies and shit. Ladder climbs, re-election, everything else. I got a big finger in all your faces. Thanks a lot. You're inhuman. You're an inhumane bunch of...
Let's play a mind games. Well, what kind of mind games you want to play, Winkler? You got everybody's cases after they've been tried. You got newspaper clippings in the law library. Anybody got common sense ought to know good and well you can do that any kind of case you want in the law library. That tells me so. That's the only way I can stand up for myself. Because I had you thought I could slap your teeth out, couldn't I?
Tool lost his temper late this afternoon with defense attorney Richard Tagmeier.
You're trying to get rich off of them, ain't you? You're bloodthirsty. Bloodthirsty.
So you're the one that said you killed him?
No, I ain't no killer.
But if they don't give me respect, I'm sending all that back around. I'm sending it all back around. You see what I'm saying? Because I live in my mind.
Speak your mind. Have you ever stepped on what happens to the world?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm out there on the highway. Sure, I'm out there on the highway. I'm out there on the highway in Big Dragon, in the underworld. I'm out there in Hawaii. I'm out there in all kinds of different things. You might say I'm kind of like Satan. I'm in so many different places at once. Yeah, it would be like Satan. It would be very sharp for one person to do all the things that I'm going to have to do.
Carla Homolka met Paul Thiel early one morning at a Toronto hotel where she was attending a convention. They married in June 1991. But what appeared to be a picture-perfect marriage ended 18 months later. Thiel was charged with beating Homolka with a flashlight. A month later, Thiel was arrested and charged with a string of savage rapes.
si este video te gustó, dale like, suscríbete y compártelo en tus redes sociales. Esto me ayudaría mucho para seguir subiendo este tipo de contenido. Recuerda activar la campanita para recibir un mensaje cada vez que suba un nuevo video. En la descripción podrás encontrar los enlaces para comprar mis libros Monstruos Humanos 1 y 2, en donde ahondo en el tema de los asesinos seriales, y también mi cómic Freak Show, 5 historias de circo. Te invito a visitar mi otro canal, La Crónica Inquietante, un espacio orientado al misterio, personajes extraños, sucesos impactantes de la historia y otras curiosidades. El link está en la descripción. Mi nombre es Álvaro y este es el canal del crimen.